It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
And away we go once again, an hour-long request program just for you. You choose the songs that we play. All it takes is requests and dedications, and you can call 202-619-2077 if there's a song that you would like to hear. Memento Mori is listening to us in Kenya and says, I love the show so much. And is Katy Perry releasing a new album this year? The answer, Memento Mori, is yes. She's releasing her fifth album. And so we're going to play the second song off the upcoming new album for you. This one is called Chain to the Rhythm, right here on Border Crossings, Katy Perry.
Liars, time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people, they stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up, the lions.
Crossings, Katy Perry for Memento Mori. Katy Perry is celebrating the 10th anniversary of her debut album, and she's coming out with album 5 this year. And last night, she turned a few heads on stage once again with a performance of Chain to the Rhythm. Last night, it was at the O2 Arena in London for the Brit Awards show. England's version of the Grammys, the big Brit Awards, were handed out. And she made a political statement once again. She was dressed in black, and she looked gorgeous with her new blonde hair color. And when she arrived to the Brit Awards, she had her hair tied up and was asked by a reporter, you know, what inspired that hairstyle, because she kind of had, like, curls going down the middle of the top of her head in, like, little teeny-eeny-weeny bumps, or I guess they called it a bun, a bunch of little buns. But she said she was inspired by the recent Star Wars film. That's what she kind of she copied the hairstyle in the movie The Rogue. But anyway, last night at the performance, she had a giant, two giant skeleton figures. Obviously, guys on stilts, but two giant skeleton figures. One pretending to resemble the British Prime Minister Theresa May. The other one pretending to resemble the U.S. President Donald Trump. So you know, she continues to make her political feelings known. So it was interesting, but, you know, the crowd loved it. And speaking of the Brit Awards, a little later on in this hour, I will review some of the big winners from last night's Brit Awards show. So thank you for listening, and Memento Mori for your request, and keep it up in Kenya. We're glad that you're tuned in. If you'd like to make a request on the show, call 202-619-2077. Our studio number, you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov, or you can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And thousands of people are checking out the video with Wagner that I put up there yesterday, so you can meet our engineer. He's going to get fan mail soon, because there's thousands of people watching you on the Facebook page. Mary Buckman checked in and said hi. A. Donna Pever is with us. Mohammed Ba, Augustino Jowes, Mitul Consul is with us. Amon Amarth checked in. So thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Time to stir it up just a little bit. Here's a request from Matoka. Matoka is in Ghana, and it's Bob Marley on Border Crossings. Thank you.
Hi, it's Harry from One Direction, and you're listening to Larry London.
I figured it out. I figured it out from black and white, seconds and hours. Maybe they had to take some time.
I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right, silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight like us? You and I, we don't wanna be like them. We can make it till the end. Of up and down, meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground.
I see what it's like. I see what it's like for day and night. Never together. Cause they see things in a different light. Like us, we never try it.
Nothing can come between you and I. You and I.
Crossings, One Direction. You and I, a request from Michael to Ayamiyama. And thank you, everybody in West Africa, for tuning in to Border Crossings. One Direction have certainly been at the Brit Awards. They've won their share of Brit Awards over the years. Last night, we had the Brit Awards in London, and I've got the winner's list for you. And here's how it went. The Big Critics' Choice Award was given to Rag and Bone Man, a British female solo artist, Emily Sandé, which kind of was a surprise because Ellie Goulding's had a huge couple of years here. But Ellie, not the winner. Emily Sandé got British female solo artist. British male went, no surprise here, to David Bowie, the late David Bowie. British artist video, One Direction, history, won the best artist. So some stiff competition from Adele, Calvin Harris, Coldplay, quite a few very, very popular videos. British breakthrough act, Rag and Bone Man. International group, A Tribe Called Quest. So 21 Pilots did not win. Kings of Leon did not win. The MasterCard British Album of the Year. And the album winner was David Bowie, Black Star. British Single of the Year, Little Mix, Shout Out to My Ex. British Group of the Year, The 1975. The International Female Solo Artist of the Year, surprise, surprise, Beyoncé. Beyoncé got it. She beat Rihanna and Sia. And even she beat her sister, Solange. She was in the category. International Male Solo Artist, Drake. And he beat out The Weeknd, who we're going to be hearing from next. But congratulations to Drake on that big win. Of course, he was shut out at the Grammys, but he went home with a big award last night at the Brits. The Icon Award went to Robbie Williams, who started off with the band Take That. So there you have it. Some of the big winners last night. I want to say hi to Cletus, Bright Kumadu Opode, Richard Marinho in Uganda, Kampala. Ba Assam Emmanuel is in Ghana, listening to 98.1 FM. And Anthony Roberts checked in from Monrovia. He's in Liberia, and they tune in to 94.1 FM in Liberia. So thank you all for checking in with Border Crossings. And speaking of the weekend, here's a request from Abinette Gedachu. And this song is called A Lonely Night here on Border Crossings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better when we're both apart. Hey, no. Hey.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it.
All this conversation, always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Border Crossings, Beyonce, and that's for the Beehive Formation. And a request from Moon Ganyi in Nigeria, listening to our show today. Thanks for calling in, 202-619-2077, and requesting Beyonce. She and Jay-Z were spotted courtside on Sunday in Louisiana. They went to attend the NBA All-Star Basketball game. They sat, of course, in the front row. And that's where they sat with their daughter, Blue Ivy, who was wearing... She had her Keds on, her little Keds All-Pro gym shoes, and little green dress and a nice little coat covering her up. So she looked real cute sitting between mom and dad. There have been a lot of rumors circulating that the two of them are having marital problems, but there are those close to both that say this is not true because, I mean, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z are in love. What has it been, 9 years already? And they've got, you know, twins on the way. Speaking of Jay-Z, congratulations to Jay-Z. He has just scored a historic induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. It's historic because Jay-Z is the very first rapper ever to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Jay-Z. And the others going into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and those include Babyface, Berry Gordy, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They work with Janet Jackson and so many others over the years. Robert Lamb of Chicago, along with his Chicago bandmates, James Pankow and Peter Cetera, and also producer Max Martin, who has worked with many, many artists over the years. So congratulations to those going into the 2017 Songwriters Hall of Fame. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077, halfway through our Thursday show. If you'd like to join us, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, the two surviving members of the Beatles, got together on Sunday. Not for the NBA All-Star Game. They got together to record some music. Ringo Starr is working on a brand new album. And the brand new album at Ringo's home studio, where he's recording this, will include Joe Walsh and quite a few other legendary rockers. But Sir Paul McCartney came by. So this is the first time in I don't know how long that Paul and Ringo have recorded music together. This is a request from Carolyn. She listens in Kuwait, one of the Beatles' greatest hits, certainly one of my favorites, and features Paul McCartney singing lead. The song is called
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little Jude, don't
Hi, I'm Taylor Swift, and you're on Border Crossings.
Been sitting eyes wide open behind these four walls, hoping you come. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all. Baby, I feel crazy up all night, and every day. Give me something, but you say nothing. What is happening to me? I don't wanna live forever, 'cause I know I've been living in vain. And I don't wanna fit wherever, I just wanna keep calling your name.
Crossings, the team of Zane and Taylor Swift, and that is a song that is featured on the soundtrack for 50 Shades Darker. The soundtrack is number one right now on the Billboard album charts. The movie's not number one at the box office. 50 Shades Darker is has made $280 million worldwide, but the critics are not too kind to that film. They've not been saying great things about it. But Lego, the Batman Lego movie, remains number one the last couple of weekends. But nonetheless, if you're into romantic novels and you're into romance and passion, then you should check out 50 Shades Darker. That song is in the film. It's called I Don't Want to Live Forever here on Border Crossings. And I know that Ed Sheeran was interviewed in GQ magazine recently and said that you know, one of his best friends is Taylor Swift. He said that growing up, we came from a similar background. No one wanted to be our friend. We were very unpopular. We were very unliked kids growing up. So now we've got kind of a lot to prove to the world, so we kind of overachieve. Both of us are very similar. Nardo Skinfay requested that song from Taylor and Zane in Ethiopia, and I know Ethiopia listens on Shegar FM 102.1. So I want to say hello to everybody. And speaking of Zane, Perry Edwards, who was once engaged to Zane, well, she took an opportunity last night at the Brits to kind of do a little jab, a little poke, because Little Mix won the single of the year for their song Shout Out to My Ex. And when the girls came on stage, the first thing they said is, "We want to thank our exes." And Zane was in the crowd because he was nominated in the same category. But Little Mix beat Zane. So there you go. And I know that they all said they loved each other, Jade and Perry and Leanne and Jesse. And they said they are best friends. So congratulations to Little Mix and all of the winners last night at the Brit Awards. I want to say hello to everybody in Monrovia listening to us on 104.9 FM, our affiliate there. Vincent Maloba reminded me to say hi to the affiliate in Nairobi, Kenya, 107.5 FM. So hello to everybody listening to 107.5 FM. And Joseph Gabetti is in Nigeria listening. Moses Sarugo works at Mashariki TV in Kampala. So hello to Moses. Saidu Muhammad Ali is with us. And I want to say hi to a new listener whose name is Anatar Mini Ethans. And Anatar, along with many, many other listeners, commented on Wagner's video, which is on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Lots of new people checking the video out. Jacqueline Nabale said, "What's the secret to keeping your job since 1989? That's what she wants to know. I told her he does a great job, and he's likable, so that'll keep you employed. Mary Lou Basilo checked it. Herbert Mugisha, Sue Lazabal, let's see, Mandefro Steve, Daniel Apau, Reem Al-Ghatan, French Montana Nasir, all checked in at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And the video's there. Say hi to Wagner. Check him out online. Coming up, Jaina Kramer. Jaina Kramer and a request from Saul Shirtawi in Ethiopia. This one is called I Got the Boy.
Your picture in the paper, honeymoon in Jamaica. She's a lucky girl. You look so grown up in your black tux from a ball cap and a pickup. Seems like another world. You and me and our big dreams falling in love. We were two kids in the backseat, all fearless and young. I got the first kiss, she'll get the last. She's got the future, and I got the past. I got the class ring, she got the diamond and wedding band. I got the boy, and she got the man.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. You're such a PYT.
Crossings and to Welde in Ethiopia on Shagar FM 102.1 and Khaled Al-Sanadidi, who's in Kuwait listening to 96.9 FM. There is Michael Jackson, PYT, Pretty Young Thing. Speaking of pretty young things and Michael Jackson, Rihanna turned 29 on Monday. And at the same time, to celebrate her birthday, she broke Michael Jackson's record for the most top 10 Billboard singles. And that record is now 30. Rihanna has 30 top 10 singles. Her latest song, Love on the Brain, has made it into the top 10. So, congratulations to Rihanna. And thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Coming up next, Meghan Trainor. She's been canceling shows again. And it's the same old problem that caused her to cancel her tour 2 years in a row. Throat issues. The doctor said, rest your throat. It hasn't healed yet. Here's Meghan Trainor and Better.
Finally blue. passion burned to pieces. You got what you want from me. I gave you what you needed. They would say, I told you. Finally, I can breathe again. The weight is off my shoulders. I was warned, a fool, a charm. And you deserve to be alone. And I deserve better. Better than you. I deserve better. Better than you.
Talk about the word deserve. I talk about what the world deserves. A queen,
you queen.
Let's talk about that four-letter word.
Love.
I think you deserve a king. I think you deserve the world and everything in it. And I try to go get it to show you I mean it when I tell you I'm sorry tomorrow. I promise that I try to be better. I'll do whatever for my. And I ain't trying to be your friends or your quote-unquote fake friends. That's why I hate friends. I'd rather see you laugh than see you cry. I'd rather see you lead and tell a lie. And you ain't got to say it, you deserve better. Got it.
Better than you.
Yo,
you deserve better.
Border Crossing's Meghan Trainor, and I deserve better. Meghan Trainor has announced the M-Train tour will resume this summer. So that is encouraging news. She's had to cancel so many shows in the last couple of years, but she's going to try it again starting in the summertime. And she did announce this week she's coming out with a brand new song this week called I'm a Lady. So there you have it, your latest Meghan Trainor news. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and I thank you for listening to our show today. We'll be back tomorrow. Celebrate Friday together. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. And thank you for tuning in. Keep the requests coming. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also leave your request for us on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Have a great evening, and we'll catch you tomorrow here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.